Today we're learning Dav Vav. We're going to begin from the bottom of Dav Hei Amud Beis, the two dots. Amar Rav Chanin Bar Rav Amar Rav. Rav Chanin reports in the name of Rav, Mavui Shenifratz Mitzido, that has a break in the wall on the side wall. Be'aser, if it is 10 amos long, that's how long the break is, 10 amos wide, that is considered a break which requires it to be fixed, either to a Pesach or the actual wall to be repaired. If the break is Mirosho, from the beginning of the Mavi, which faces the street, Rashi says, which would be the second Rashi, Mirosho, Sheya Mavi Rachav Chafam, it was 20 amos wide, the Sosmai Eser Amos, and it was closed up 10 amos by building a wall. V'harachav me'aser yimayit, and it was wider than 10, was that like said in the Mishnah, if something is more than 10, you have to minimize it, we have to minimize it. V'nifritza pirtza ba'osa stima, and now there was a pirtza in that closing up of the what was originally more than 10, which had to be closed up. That thing had more than 10 amos. That break that was originally more than 10 amos was fixed up. If there's 4 tefachim in the break in that fixed wall that was fixed up, that is considered a pirtza, and you cannot carry in that mavi until that break is repaired. Gemara asks the obvious question: what's the difference? Maishna mitzido be'eser. Why is on the side you have till 10 amos? Because people say that it's a doorway. So at the beginning of the movie, people also say that it's a Pesach, that it's a doorway. So just like you have 10 amos on the side, you should have 10 amos on the front side. Marianta's Amar of Huna Brei Rav Yehoshua. The case is Kegoin Shenifrat Bekeren Zavis. When do we say that 4 is the if it's 4 tefachim, any more than 4 tefachim is not good? That is if the break occurs on where the walls are supposed to meet at the end at an angle. If the break is over there, then we say that the Pisl B'Keren Zavis lay out the injury. People do not make Pesach, a doorway, in the corner. So we originally thought that the way Rashi explained it was that if there was a break made in the actual wall itself that abutted the Rishus HaRabim, then 4 tefachim, if it was at least 4 tefachim wide, then the whole mavi became masur to carry unless he fixed the break. Now we're being told by Rav Huna that's not true. With the statement that was made, that Rav Chanan made in the name of Rav, was only talking about a case of where the break is in the Karen's office. Rav Huna Amar, Rav Huna himself says echad zeh ve'echad zeh barba. He is much more machmir. He says both in the case of where the brick is mitzido or whether it is mirosho, if it is more than 4 tefachim, it is a problem. It's considered a break, and it has to be fixed up. And if it is not fixed up, then the mavui is not. You're not allowed to carry that mavui in Shabbos. V'chein amalei Rav Huna l'Rav Chanan barava. And this is what he told Rav Chanan. Latif l'galai. You should not argue with me about the shear of Mitzido. You say it's 10, and I say it's 4. Don't argue with me. How do I know them, right? The Rav, ikla the Mechira. Rav came to the Mechira, is the name of a place. He came to this place. V'avad uvda kavasi. And he paskened like me. That if it was a break in the wall of more than 4, it was he disqualified the mavi, and therefore you see that I'm correct. That was the case of Mitzide also. So the Chanan responds, "Amalei Rav bika matzav agadah begadah." In that case, with the story of Rav going to the place of the mechira and going lechumra over there, and where he found that opening of more than 4, that was because he found that the people there were amei ratzim. And they were mezalzel in Shabbos, and therefore he wanted to make a siag, and we made a chumrah that if it's any more than 4 tefachim, it's considered a pirtza. But strictly in halacha, in din, if you have up until 10 amos to be considered a pirta. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, kavase de Rav Huna mistavra. It's more likely that Rav Huna is correct. Rav Huna is the one who's machmir and says that if a break is anywhere more than four tefachim, even on the mitzidei side, it's considered to be a break. How do I know that? The idmar was said mavui akum, a crooked mavui. What does that mean? Let's see. Rashi says mavui akum ushnei psachav l'rishis harab. The two openings are to rishis harab. So you have one mavui which backs off into another mavui, but it's not the classic mavui of foolish, which is brought in the Gemara, where you have both sides open evenly. What happens is you have one mavui, and at an angle it turns, and it goes into the street. It opens into another mavui, and that other mavui goes into the street. So if you enter, okay, one mavui, is Rashi's picture is accurate. Now I know that people have these visual aids for him. Karish Chai, the new one that came out, that have some better pictures, but the basic picture would all follow Rashi, the picture in Rashi, where you see that if a person was standing on the street and he looked directly into the mavli, he would not see the other side of the Rishis HaRabim, which he would ordinarily see in the classic case of a mavli mafulish. So, what's the din of this mavli akum? We have machlekes Rav Shmuel. Rav Amar Teirosoy is kama foolish. Its din is like a mavi mafulish, which means mavi mafulish is the mavi which is straight and it goes from one street to another street. And what does this mean in practice? Look, Rashi explains. Let's see Rashi inside Teirosoy kama foolish. A mavi hamafulish l'shul sarabim, a mavi which opens up, it goes through it into l'shul sarabim. Tzorach tzuris a pesach mikan. And these are Tzuris HaPesach on one side, V'lechi Oikaira Mikan, Alechi and Alechi, or Oikaira on the other side, Kol Kaman. Like the one we'll say later on, Avzed, here too, in this case of the Akum, Tzorach L'shnei Pesachav, L'tzadu L'rishus HaRabim, Lechi L'kol Ruach, you know, Lechi by each street, Uva Akumim Muso, and where you have that bend, where the two Mavis meet each other, Tzorach Tzuris Pesach, you need a Tzuris of Pesach over there. The Pilish, Shehu Mefulish L'Chaveroi, because something which is open into its friend, Havikim Mefulish L'Zerabim, is just like it opens up into the Rishus Rab. That's why Rav says it's Teirosa Iskim Mefulish, because you need that Tzuris of Pesach there in the middle. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel says Teirosa Iskisosim. The din of the Mavi Akum is not like a Mavi Mefulish, but rather it's like a closed Mavi, which is the classic case we've really been dealing with so far in the last few blot, where you have three sides of the mavi are closed or walled, and it just opens up the fourth side into the street. Rashi, looking at Rashi Tarasik Sosum, Ve'ein Sarach Bukmi Musoi Klum. You do not need at the bend anything. Ella Elo Esen Lechi Lepischan. The people and the one mavi make a lechi by their opening, which goes into the Rishis Rabim on their side. Ve'elu, and the people in the other mavi, oisin lechi l'pischon. They make a lechi by their opening, which goes on that side of the Rishis Rabim. Delay metzuchin and tzuris pesach. You do not require tzuris pesach. Ela l'psacham mufuloshin zeh keneged zeh, unless the things go directly into each other, the Rishis Rabim. Lishna achrina. There's another lashon, another explanation of what Teirosa Kesosim means. It means Teirosim Teiris Mavui Sosim. It has a din of a closed Mavui. But Tarach Lassos, you have to make Lechi Lukmimusa. You need a Lechi in the middle where it bends. Vahainu Lechi Sha'oyesim Mavui Sosim. And that is a Lechi which is ordinarily made by Mavui Sosim. Ze Kibalti Mimari Hazakinzal. Now, according to the first lashon that Rashi brings, you need nothing by the bend in the kamimuso. According to the second lashon, you need a lechi. Whereas, according to Rav, this is Rashi two pshatim in Shmuel. But according to Rav, you needed a tzuris pesach by the bend. Now, the Gemara we bring this machlokes because we want to prove something from this machlokes back to the discussion that Rav Chanin was having with Rav Huna. So, b'maya skinan, when Rav and Shmuel have this machlokes about this mavi alkom, is it mafulish or a sasum? What are we discussing? Elayma b'yoser meyaser. If you want to say that the case is that the width of the ukmimuso over the bend is wider than 10 amis. B'halem Shmuel tarasa kisasam. Will Shmuel say that has a halacha of a mavi sasam? There's you know, that's really doesn't make that much sense. It's illogical to say that the case is that Shmuel says you don't need anything where the by the bend. Let's see, Rashi explains this according to both of his perushim and what the sasam means. Look at the different mouths of Elaim, but Yasim Yasser, where it's wider than 10. Shereich of Psychis, Kimimuso, Yasim Yasser, that the width is greater than 10. Bahalim Shmuel, Kisosum. In this case, will Shmuel say that it has a lach of a sasum? Vinizgi, and it should be enough. Palachi, it should be enough with a lachi in that case. Atu lachi, Yasim Yasser, a lachi in a case where it's wider than 10. Bahmavi sasum, Mimahani. Will that help? Then no one will ever say, well, the Mishnah, we have the Mishnah. The Mishnah said if it's wider than 10 yet it's a Pesach. The Lishna Kama, Kevin, and according to the first Lashon, which said you didn't need anything, Kevin the Yosem Miyasar Havi Kichad Mavli, since if it's wider than 10, then it's considered one Mavi where the two Mavis join in. So Shmuel should not say that it's Kisosim. If it's joined because it's so wide, it shouldn't have a halacha of foolish. It should be kama foolish. So the Gemara says it can't be that the case is the mavi akum and this machlai case is it was wider than 10. Elala v'yaser. So it must be where it's 10 amis or less. The kama Rav, and Rav says in that case teirasoi is kama foolish. So you see that the din is it has a law of a mavim of foolish, and Rav was one who was saying that, because remember Rav Chanin and Rav are both disputing, Rav Chanin and Rav Huna were both disputing what Rav actually held, what he opined, and you see over here in this case of the mavim yakum, Rav says that if it's not wider than 10, it has a din of mafulish and it needs to be closed with Tzoros of Pesach. Now if it needs to be closed the Tzoros of Pesach, that means that anything above 4 Tefachim or wider than 4 Tefachim requires a Tzoros of Pesach, requires that it's considered a piercer and needs to be fixed. So you have a clear raya that Rav Huna is correct in how his presentation of Rav Sheet and what the halacha should be. So you see, Alma pierces Mavi, Mitzida is Medalit, because that's considered the side in the case of the Mavi Yakum. And even though it was not 10 amis wide, it's considered a pirtza. And we know the only shitas we've seen are anything which is above more than 4 tefachim or wider than 10 amis. So you see that anything which is wider than 4 tefachim is considered to be a pirtza, and that's a problem with Rav Chanin. So how does he get out of that question? Baruch Hanin Barava says, Shiny Hassam, that case of the Mavi Akum is different. Why? The Kabaki Bar Rabim. Because the Rabim passed through that Mavi. Passed through both those Mavis, going through to the other side of the street. So since the Rabim go through, it's Mavatl the Mechitza. It really, if something which is more than 4 tefachim wide, Rav Chanin is saying, Rav would say that it's really not considered a piritza, and you don't have to fix it up. The energy tzuras pesach. That case is different because you have so many people using it, so therefore, the wall is not considered a good wall anymore. Mechalal, the Gemara asks that the Rav Huna savar, Rav Huna holds afagav the leibaki barabim, even though many people don't go through, it would still be considered not a good wall if it's more than 4, right? Mar says, Maishna Mother Rami the Ravasi. Why is that any different than the case we had before in the Fay? of Rabbi and Ravasi, where they said that if there was a pasar above that was four wide, it's matir until you have a break of more than 10. So you see clearly from what Ravami and Ravasi hold that a pirza on the side of a mavi is 10, not 4. So again, it would come out that Rav Huna would be the lone sheet over here. So is he actually going to dispute Ravami and Ravasi also? The Gemara says that case is different by Ravami and Ravasi. Hasam dika gidudi. Over there, the reason why they're more lenient is because part of the wall is remaining. So if you have one of the newer Svarim and has the pictures, okay, you'll see that the wall is broken in except the last bottom few tefachim, so it impedes walking through with ease. That's why Rav Amir Ravasi are more lenient over there. Hacha, in Rav Huna's case, the lack of gidudi, there are no obstructions and the wall is completely broken and you can walk through without any obstruction at all.
Rashi says three or four tefachim. Let's say it'd be one tefach.
It sounds from this Rashi that if it's under three tefachim, two tefachim, up until that's what it sounds like. Why does it say dalet? I don't know why it says dalet. It's a good question. I assumed just from the fact that it said three and lafuki less than three. Is because under three, it might say it's like loved, and anything under three is still considered like attached or connected. Right. Just want to speak out just one little nakuda on this. We said the kabaki barabim, people walking through, will make the mechitza not a valid mechitza anymore. So this is not just an abstract concept. In a Gemara talking about a mavi, this is very very nogeya. Bizman hazeh, for all the contemporary discussions regarding Irvin in big cities and metropolitan areas, there was, in fact, the Chacham Tzvi was asked, "What can a place that has natural walls be considered a rishus hayachid ben haTorah?" Like the question was asked about England. He was asked about England and The Hague. The Hague is surrounded by canals, and England is surrounded by cliffs, or a good part of it is anyway. And he made a distinction between England and The Hague, and his England he held was a problem. And the Yaivitz, his son, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, explained that the reason why it was a problem, England was a problem, is because the Kabaki Barab, because people pass over it. And therefore, the walls are not considered valid walls, and people just walk over it all the time. And in fact, in one of the early kontrasim about building an Erev in modern times, it was written about 110 years ago by a Rav in St. Louis, Rav Zecharia. I don't remember his last name. He wrote a sefer called Tikva Zecharia on his idea. St. Louis is surrounded pretty much by rivers. And he wanted a taina that the riverbanks were tall enough, and then that should be a wall. But there was a problem. The problem was that there were bridges, which people use, etc. So Bucky Barab would have been a problem. And he came out over in that case. There were actually weren't bridges that were his problem. There were docks, and since the docks aren't used at night. The docks are closed, so it would be like you have the docks, the gangplanks by the docks would be like doors, and at night when they're closed, the doors of the city are closed, which we'll see in the Gemara Mibayis. We have that, we talk about cities' walls being closed. If you have, everyone's masking, but if you have city walls that are closed, there are that would negate the problem of having Rosh Hashanah. And in the early part of the 20th century, there were discussions among various rabbanim about making it an Erev in Manhattan. And one of the chief concerns over there, and there actually a whole many many concerns, but one of these issues discussed was the bridges going through and the mechitzas and the bekiyas rab. Let's continue the gemara from Dudas Tana Rabbanim. Ketzot ma'arvin derech rishus harab. How can we make an Erev on the street or the way of a Rosh Hashanah? So what the Brisa says, Oyesu Tzuras HaPesach Mikan, you make a Tzuras HaPesach on one side, V'lechi V'kaira Mikan, and Alechi and a Kaira, or a Kaira on the other side. Chananya Oymer, Chananya brings a different version, a different approach to how to make this, an Erev and a Derech Rosh Hashanah Rabban. But he brings machlokes between Beisham and Beisil how to do that. Beisham Yarmim Oysa Delas Mikan Videlas Mikan. Beisham says you need a door on both sides of the street. Every time you go in or out, you got to, it has to be closed. So in other words, in order to negate the Rosh Hashanah Rabban, Chananya is saying, according to Beis Shammai, you have to close the door when obviously it's not being used. Beis Hillel say, no, I said, Dallas Mikan, you need a door on one side, Velechi V'Kaira Mikan, and Alechi or a Kaira on the other side of the street. You don't need two doors, all you need is one door, and on the other side, Alechi or a Kaira will suffice. The Mara asks, Rosh Hashanah Rabban Mimarv, can a person actually make an Erev over Rosh Hashanah Rabban? Vatanya, did we not learn in a Brisa? Yeser al Kain, more than this. Rabbi Huda said, now the Yeser al Kain is going back on another thing Rabbi Huda said. Rabbi Huda was discussing under a bridge. If a person is under a bridge, can that be considered like he's in an enclosed area? And Rabbi Huda opines that it can, because you view that the walls of the bridge are yarev esoisim when they come down. So Yashal can read them. Not only that din that we just spoke about with the bridge, Rabbi Huda says something else. Mishaylai shnei batim mishnei tidei Rosh Hashanah Rabban. Someone who has two houses on opposite sides of the street of the Rosh Hashanah Rabban. Ayus alechi mikan v'alechi mikan. He can make alechi on both sides of the street, two lechis, or a kaira mikan v'kaira mikan, or a kaira on either side of the street, both sides of the street. The nice of a nice and b'yamtz, and he can carry in the middle, and the two houses are opposite each other, considered two walls, and then the lechi on each side is considered another wall. So you have four walls. That is what Yehuda holds. Amulo, the Chachamim told him, Rabbi Yehuda, Ein ma'arvin Rosh Hashanah Rabban b'kach. You can't make a Rosh Hashanah Rabban like that. And you can't. You see from here, the Gemara is medayik that you can't make an Erev over or through a Rosh Hashanah Rabban. And the Gemara says, V'chi teima, and if you want to say b'kach u'dolei ma'arva, when the Chacham told him Ein ma'arvin Rosh Hashanah Rabban b'kach, that only in that particular way you can't make an Erev. Ha, but also is ma'arva, but with doors, you can make an Erev. Bahama Rabba Bar Bachana, Amr Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Yerushalayim, the city of Yerushalayim, Il Malay Dal Soseha, Ninolus Balayla. If the doors of the city would not be shut at night, Chayavan Aleha Mishum Rishas Arab, there would be a Chiv Daraisa of carrying there, because that would be considered a real Rishas Arab. So you see, that in order for something to be considered enclosed, the Rosh Hashanah to be enclosed, the doors have got to, there has to be doors which have to be closed at night, and having just plain doors will not be enough. Vam Ruul Lula says, Hani Avuli, in the same vein, Hani Avuli de Mechuza, these gates of the city of Mechuza, Il Malad al Sasein and Nolos, if their doors would not be closed, Chayav and Allah Meshum Meshus Arab. So you see clearly from here, that to make a lechi to close the Rosh Hashanah Rabban or a kaira is not sufficient. That's the Gemara's question on the version of the Brayis that we saw in the bottom of Amud Aleph. Let's just see the Rashi over here, Rabbi Yerushalayim. So Rashi, different Rashi Yerushalayim, the fourth line, Rosh Hashanah Rabban Shala Mechuvin, it goes directly Mishar L'Shar, from one gate to another gate. Omo Foolish. And there's no obstruction in the middle. V'yesh b'tzrisas shishim ribu, and 600,000 people actually walk through. V'rachav sheish asrayam, and it is 16 amas wide. V'elmale shenolun dosaseh b'kol ayla, and if it would not be for the fact that the gates of the city of Yerushalayim would be closed at night, chayav an ala b'shabbos. Someone who carries there on Shabbos would be chayav v'rishum rishus harabim, because that is considered a rishus harabim. Aval, but in the Ilas Dalasa is the fact that the doors are closed, Mishavi Lekichatzel Sharab. That makes it no longer a Rishus Rabban, but rather it's a Chatzar of the Rabban. So in those Minat Torah, it's considered Rishus HaYachid, and now Chatzar Rabban means like a Kamalas. ma'avin es kula. Well, the kol zman shel yirvu, and if you if they didn't make an eruv, havi karmelis. Not making an eruv means or with the shtufei muvois. You wouldn't be mechayvan. Bachanami Amin of Perak Pasul the Yishalayim Karmelasi. Yishalayim is a karmelis, and it becomes a karmelis only because of the closing doors. Avod the Mechuza, Rashi says, Shari Ha'ir, the gates of the city, Mechuvavim, Ze, Keneged Ze, opposite each other, Vahayu Ba Shishar Mibra, and there are 600,000 people there. Chayavan Alea, Rashi says, Alma Yisni Ilas Dalasas Be'in and Mechalayla. You see, every night you have to close the door. Vahachitani, and the Bryce that we stole in Amar Aleph said, Oysadalas Mikan, Vahachit Kar Mikan, Labesal. And all you had to do was a Lechir Kar on the other side. Now, clearly, you can't close the Lechir Kar. It's not going to help you too much. Right? So therefore, the version of that Bryce is suspect. So now the Gemara has to change the Bryce around a little bit. Amar Rav Yehuda Hachik Amar. This is what we mean to say. Ketan Marvin, Mavoyasa Mufulashan, Lashasar Abim. The question was not on the Rishus HaRab. The issue being discussed in the Braisa on the Vav Amud Aleph was of Mavi, which is Mefulish to the Rishus HaRab. That means a Mavi, which either the Mavi is not crooked, the Mavi is straight, and the Mavi goes from one street to another street, and you want to carry in that Mavi, how can you do that on Shabbos? So, Oysa Tzuras HaPesach Mikan, you make a Tzuras HaPesach on one side, the Lech HaVikaira Mikan, and the Lech HaVikaira on the other side. So Itmar Rav Omar, Rav says Hilchasa Ketanakama. The Halacha follows the Tanakama. The Tanakama said that's what you had to do, was make a Tzuras HaPesach and a Lech HaVikaira on opposite sides. Shmuel Amar Halacha Kechananya. Shmuel is stricter, and he opined that the halacha rather followed Chananya. Now, obviously, by the way, when you say like Chananya, that means the Chananya according to Beis Hillel, not according to Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is in the Mishnah, but you need a door on one side. And then Gemara asks, Ibailahu, Chananya, leave the Beis Hillel, Tzarech Linol, or in Tzarech Linol? Do you have to close the door or not? If you looked at the version of the Braisa, it only says that you need a door. He didn't say if you had to close the door. If you had to close the door or not. Pashma, someone brings a riot from here, Damar of Yehuda Mishmuel. Einoi tzarech lenol. You do not have to close the door. V'chein, Amar of Masna. So too, Rav Masna says, Amar Shmuel, in the Shmuel's name, Einoi tzarech lenol. You do not have to close the door. Igada Amri, some say, Amar of Masna, b'didi hava uvda. I was actually, the mice that happened with me, V'amar li Shmuel. And Shmuel told me, answer Achlino. And as I asked Shmuel, do I have to close the door? He said, no, you don't have to. Bo mine meravanon. The question was asked from Meravanon, answer Achlino, answer Achlino. Do you have to close the door or not? So Amalahu, so Chazi, come and see. Hani avuli de Nahardo. Look at the gates of the city of Nahardo. The Taman al Palgayo Biafra. Half, they're covered halfway with dirt. The Isle of Anothek, my Shmuel. And Shmuel went in and out in Shabbos. And he was obviously carrying. And people were carrying, and Shmuel did not say anything. He did not make a machot. So evidently, Shmuel held that if the gates are basically cannot be closed, in the case of where the gates are covered in dirt, they can't be closed. So people have to do a lot of effort in order to close them. They're obviously considered stuck open, and they can't be closed. And Shmuel held that wasn't a problem. So clearly, you don't have to close the doors. Rav Kahana, that's not a raya. Hanach megufay savoy. Okay, in that case, where there were the gates of Nahada, where they're halfway covered with dirt, they weren't totally open. Okay, they were most of the way closed.
And all these situations, is it a physical wall or is it
there is a wall and there is a doorway. Well, there's a wall, right? Because right, there's a solid wall, and which is at least on two sides, and in the cases of the cities, okay, it's basically surrounded by walls except for the doorways, which are open. Okay, when the Gemara is trying to prove from the cases of the cities where the doors are open to the case of the Malvim are foolish, that you don't have to close the door. Just like you don't have to close the door by Naharda or these other places, so too you don't have to close the door by your Malvim are foolish in the Sarab. So Magufis means that they were mostly closed, and therefore you can't consider them open. You can't bring a riot from that case. Look in Rashi, the Rambam Magufis have a hayu. It's right next to the Bach. Loi hayu kulon psuchos. They were not all open. Alaskuros. They were really closed. So psuchos mimixes. They were a little bit open. So Magufis means kamoi hagufis delas, like a locked door or a shut door. So you can't bring a riot from that case. Now ki asur of Nachman. When Rav Nachman came, Omar, he said, Penuya le'efrayu. You should clean out the offer, clean out the dirt from here in order to make it, the doors can close. See, as the Gemara says, oh, le'ema kasov Rav Nachman. See, Rav Nachman al sarach linul, that you got to close the door. Maslo, that's not necessarily what it means. Kevin deruyas linul, they have to be fit, you have to be able to close them, even though they're not actually closed. But you don't have a riot from here that he holds unlike the previous Mandiyam Senanim Shmuel, that it has to be open or not. And no riot to that. Ahuma v'yakum dava ben Arda. There was a mavui akum, of crooked mavui, which is in the city of Arda. Now this mavui akum differs from the mavui akum we had on Amar Aleph. Over there, and that Mav Yalkum, that looked like a resh or a dalad. That Mav Yalkum over here looks like a ches. That's a Rashi's picture over here. But look in Rashi, different masal Mav Yalkum. Shnei psachav mufulash and loshes aram. It's two doors were mufulash into the aram. Achas kigoyin zen. They both went to the same side of the rishon rabin, but in between the two entrances, There was a depth of we were able to go around. So what is the din by such a mavi yakum? So hum mavi yakum davim ben ada rami alei chumrei de rav chumrei de shmuel. The people of Nada give the chumras of Rav and the chumras of Shmuel. But tzechina, what does that mean? They required the lasers. They made them put on doors. Chumrei de Rav, the chumras of Rav. The Gemara explains what that means. Yamar Tarasa is kama foolish. Rav said that it was a din of a kama foolish, and over here too, you had two openings to the sarab, so therefore you have to put on a door. The Amar Tarasa kama foolish. The Gemara asks, from Rav halacha katana kama. Rav said before that the halacha followed the tanakama, but you don't need a door; you only need a source of pasach. So the Gemara says, well, that is why we said there are two chumras, because that was kishmuel. That was like Shmuel, damar halacha, kechananya. Shmuel said halacha, follow chananya, where you needed a door. Now the Gemara asks, I vamar Shmuel, tarasay, is kisosum. The mav yakum is like it is closed. And therefore, if it's closed, you don't need to any. Right, you don't need any more than a lechi on the outside of the Rosh Rab. Mara says, Kirav. Well, in that way, they hold like Rav, Damar Tarasa is Kama foolish. So you need a lechi on both sides of the street, both openings into the street, and you also need doors in the Ukmi Musa. Now the Gemara asks, Omi Avdina Kitre Chumri. Do we like two Chumras? That's not what is encouraged. Vahatanya, do we not learn La'olam? Halacha gives Hillel. A person, the halacha always follows Basil. Vaharet alas is Kadir Beshamai, also. Someone who wants to follow Beshamai, he's allowed to. Kadir Beshil also. If he wants to follow Basil, he could do that too. You could do whichever way you want. However, Mikule Beshamai, Mikule Basil is a Rasha. Somebody who follows the leniencies of both Shitas is considered to be a Rasha. If he does Mechumre Beshamai or Mechumre Basil, if he does Chumras of both of them, Allah v'kasavaymer on him. The pasuk says, "Hachsil a fool b'choshecholach." A fool goes in darkness. So therefore, you see, you're not supposed to follow two contrary shitas l'chomra. So here too, in the case of this Nahardah with this mavi yakum, they're following two contrary shitas lahachmir, both like Rav and like Shmuel. So how are they doing that? Ella Mura says, Ikebe Shammai Kulein Kukumarain. Though this is actually a condition of the Brisa. If you want to do by like Beshammai, you have to follow everything, the kulas and the chumras. Ikebe Silil, if you want to do like Beshil Kukulein Kukumarain, you have to go like the kulas and the chumras. Mura asks, Halguf Akasha, before we deal with the issue of Nahada, we're asking a glaring question in the Brayis itself that talked about Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Because first you said, Amrit Lolam Halacha Beis Hillel, the Halacha follows Beis Hillel. Then you said, Vahadar Vamrit, and then you said, Haritzel Asis Kativir Beis Shammai Yosef, you have the option to go like Beis Shammai. The Halacha is Beis Hillel, how do you go like Beis Shammai? Beis Hillel Kasha, Kan Koydim Baskol, that was before the Baskol. And Kan La'achar Baskol. Here's after the Baskol. There's a Baskol that the Gemara later on Daf Gimel and Yudalad, we'll talk about it. There's a Baskol that went out and said that the Halacha follows Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai. So before the Baskol, you had the option of doing what you wanted. After the Baskol, the person doesn't have an option. He's got to follow the just Beis Hillel. If you buy the same, or you can say Hav Ha La'achar Baskol. The Baskol happened, and both these things, these options are viable even after the Baskol. But who's the Tana of the Brisa? The Tana is Rabbi Yeshua. The Tana is Rabbi Yeshua, the Lamashka of Baskol, who does not follow a Baskol. That's the story in Bamitzia with Tana Shel Achnoi, where they said they wanted to bring a machlokes. Should there be a certain type of Tana was Tamer or not? So the Rebbe Lazar followed one way against the Chacham in the majority opinion, and he said, if let the walls of the Beis Medrash bring a riot to me, and they started caving in, and they said, there's a Baskol, and we don't believe in a Baskol, etc. So Yeshua was going to say, we don't go with a Baskol. The Baskol held like Rebbe Lazar over there. So Yeshua doesn't believe in a Baskol, and therefore he's the Tana of our Brisa. Or you could say, this is what we mean, Kol Hecha, the Mishkachas Trei Tanoi. Trey Amaroi, two Tanayim or two Amaroyim, the Pligia Hadadi, who argue with each other. Ke'en Machloikas Beishamay Beis Hillel, just like the Machloikas of Beishamay Beis Hillel. Leila Avid, you should not do Kikule Demar, Kikule Demar. You shouldn't follow the two contrary opinions of the Kula. The Chumre Demar, you shouldn't follow the contrary opinions of the Chumre either. Ella, what should you do? Oy kikula demar chumri avid. You follow one opinion, both of his kulas and his chumras. Oy kikula demar chumri avid. That's how a person should fear. Now the Gemara says, we'll leave our fear over here, which we're trying to answer the practice of Rav Nahada with this baraisa.